Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Ketriel Blad. Parashat Truma, Offering, Week 19, Second Aliyah. The cherubim are to have their wings spread upward, overshadowing the cover with them. The cherubim are to face each other, looking toward the cover. There, above the cover, between the two cherubim that are over the Ark of the Testimony, I will meet with you and give you all my commands for the Israelites. Exodus 25, verses 20 and 22. Where is the place of encounter with the Eternal? Moshe had a revelation of the heavenly temple. Hashem showed him all the details and commanded him to make copies of the heavenly things on earth. The Eternal wanted the earthly sanctuary to be the image of the one in heaven. The heavenly tabernacle is complete, but the one on earth wasn't. The Eternal commands to use half cubits as a measure on the earthly tabernacle. This fact shows us that the earthly tabernacle is a smaller copy of the heavenly one, in which there shouldn't be half cubits. The cherubs in heaven are alive. The ones Moshe made were of gold. However, the illustration of the earthly cherubs can teach us a very important truth regarding the place of encounter with the Eternal. In the first place, the cherubs had to have their wings spread and their faces turned to the propitiatory that was between them. In that way, they showed that their attention was not outside, but focused toward the place where the Eternal revealed himself. In the space between them, over the cover of the Ark, Hashem chose that place as his throne. The cherub's posture is one of worship, with wings spread upwards and faces bowed down. This shows us that where the Eternal reveals himself, there is worship, and where there's authentic worship, he reveals himself. The cherubs didn't have their faces looking forward, and in this way, men didn't feel the impulse of worshiping them. One doesn't worship the worshiper. Rather, one worships the one who is worshipped by the worshippers. In the second place, we see that there were two cherubs, not only one. These had their faces looking towards each other. This teaches us that in the Eternal's presence, there is a close relationship between worshippers. In his presence, there is no room for disputes nor quarrel. In a place where there are divisions and lack of love, the Eternal cannot manifest. So, the place where the Eternal sets his throne has to be free of rivalry, critics, envy, evil tongue, selfishness, and annoyances. If a worshiper cannot be worshipped, and if Yeshua is the greatest worshiper there is among men, how can we even think of worshiping him? It's forbidden to worship a worshiper, but only the one who is the object of worship of the true worshipers. Let us cleanse from all lack of love and ask the Eternal to bring us together so that he can meet with us, govern over us, and manifest his glorious presence among us. May we all be able to reach intimacy with our Heavenly Father. Shalom.